Well, I've been working here at Hope College for nearly 20 years. I have two sons that have graduated from Hope and one who's a sophomore here right now, so I have a little bit of experience with college students. And I wanted to tell you about something today that I think is part of your world and something that we just kind of need to call out. And that is that basically so much of what you do is about your. I mean, basically, you're here to get out of here, right? Like, you're working on things today to get prepared for something that you have to do next week. And you're working on something now so that you can get into some class next semester. And then you're trying to get some major. And then, you know, maybe you're working on that towards something else. And it's just always kind of this forward-looking thing, which is really great. And there's nothing wrong with it. And that's just the way it is. But I think what that can do a little bit is breed a sense of that there's always something bigger and better out there. And it's always something out there instead of like right here, right now. And that things are always somehow or another bigger and attainable and you know, all this kind of big stuff out there. But you know, the reality is we got to live today in today. And I think that that's a lesson that we all need to learn throughout our lives. I am not the best at that. I tend to always be visioning the future. But I guess that's part of the reason I want to say to you today, let's learn how to live fully today. All right? Well, and how this pertains to what we're going to talk about today is that, you know, you all have abilities right now. You might be studying to gain more ability that you can do something very big with in the future, but you all have abilities that God has given you that you can use right now. And I don't want you to lose sight of that. I think sometimes we get thinking that it's always about something out there, it's always something bigger. But you know what? Jesus teaches us in a parable called the parable of the talents, which is really a form of measurement of money. But one of the things he teaches us is that we really need to learn how to be faithful with whatever it is that we're given. And right now, you might think that the whatever it is that you've been given is really kind of small and that it really couldn't amount to much use for the kingdom. But the truth is, that is absolutely wrong. You have a lot of ability. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. You wouldn't be able to succeed from one semester to the next and even have been admitted here in the first place if you didn't have a lot of abilities. I think we get stuck on looking at sometimes of people that have accomplished great things for the kingdom of God, and we forget that those great things started with small, tiny, faithful steps where they just were faithful with the little that they had day after day. And one of the heroes in my life is a woman by the name of Berta Khan, who is a woman in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. She is in charge of an orphanage there where two of my children lived for 5 years of their life. This orphanage has now three locations serving in one way or another more than 700 children. But the truth is that started with a dream from God that Berta Khan received, and her faithful obedience to just do with what she used the talents that she had, the very little bit that she had, in her own community, just day after day, doing something that was going to take her one step forward. And you know what the one step was? That first step was really that first orphan. And now she's caring for more than 700 orphans. So it always starts with something, these small steps. So I don't want to downplay the dreaming and the hoping and the envisioning of the future, but I think as pastors we need to remind you to also remember to think about what you have now and what you can do now. So that's part of what we're going to talk about today. We found out about something probably about this summer, a really cool tool that has been developed by two guys, Ben and Rick. Will you come on out now? Ben Gott and Rick DeVos are from Grand Rapids, and they're going to share a little bit about this tool that they have developed that we're going to hope that you guys will utilize to help match some of your abilities that you have right now with needs that are in our community, the Holland community, and a very practical and easy way to do this. So, guys, absolutely. First of all, let's welcome them.
Good morning. Yeah, so we developed a thing called the Common.org, and if I can have the next slide a sec. Why did we create it? couple years ago, I was actually sitting in church, and they were talking about, hey, we're going to email everybody ways that they can that you can help each other. And I thought, that sounds like a total nightmare, both as a person, you know, an end user, but also trying to manage that. And sure enough, I started getting newsletters about adopting Sudanese refugees, which as a college student at the time, I was in no position to do, as you guys would know. But I did, you know, have probably extra clothes. I could help provide rides. There's a lot of, like, more small, granular things that I could have done. If I could have the next slide a sec. So basically, we started thinking about, like, you know, people want to help each other, and what's a tool that could make that easier? If I could have the next slide. You know, if you think about how typically things work within communities and matching needs and abilities, it's like the old operator plugging in the switch from or the cord from one person to another. We want to move to develop a web-based tool that would be, you know, modern and fun. So next slide. And that lets people talk to each other. And next slide. So typically where you're again going through all through, you know, one person or this really centralized process. Next slide. We want to let you talk to each other, but not as a social network. You know, the goal was not to upload photos and tag your friends, as fun as that is. There's already things for you to do that, and you guys all do that. So how does it work? Ben can talk about that.
Morning, guys. Yeah, can we grab the next slide? This one says churches right now, but it's really just a ton of different communities. The Common.org is all of these little bubbles, and they're really small agencies, and there's massive churches, and now universities. This will actually be, I think, our third university or school to launch on this. We started roughly 2 years ago, so it's kind of a new thing for us, but it's all these little ones. It's basically built of two things, projects, and we can go to the next one, which are all based on needs and abilities. Like Rick was saying, we don't need another Facebook. They're doing pretty good from what I hear, so I think we needed something that's a lot more focused on just getting out and serving based on your needs and abilities. Next slide. So just really simply, and I'm kind of flying through these, but you add needs, and this is what it would look like if someone was adding a need. It's kind of timely, too, with Thanksgiving coming up. In fact, that's one of the most active times on the Common.org is the holiday season. So you're adding needs, and then if we can go to the next one, you're adding abilities. And let's go to the next one as well. And this is kind of what your dashboard will look like. When you guys first log in fact, I think you all have cards in front of you in the pews that you can be filling out. Just really simple. It's just email, first name and last name. They'll get you signed up. We promise we won't spam you. I promise. So yeah, if we could just hold it here real quick. But yeah, the needs and abilities, you kind of list things you feel like you're talented in helping out with, whether it's rides or meal preparation or even mentoring and things like that. And it's really simple because it's only going to show you things you can help with. And referencing Rick's point before is, instead of getting this huge email that's like Sudanese refugees and then like this thing down here and this thing, it just shows you things you can help out with, kind of that fit your schedule. And it's the stories that come from that are amazing. Let's shoot to the next one, the marketplace. This is something we just launched. It's I don't want to say it's like Craigslist for churches or something. That would be ridiculous. But go to the next slide. It's really based on just being able to, a super simple way. Everything we've done is really under-engineered. We're all kind of from that Facebook generation where there's like features everywhere. We've kind of lessened the features. And this is a great way, the marketplace, to just exchange goods and even help out other communities around you that need goods as well. Next slide. Blending. Is there a fly flying around? Let's go to the next slide real quick. Blending is really simple, and I think you guys are really going to utilize that here. You're a massive group of people, and you have abilities, and you can help out. And if you kind of think of the power of all of the people in one room at once, blending allows this huge community right here to work with a tiny little agency that's only got 3 people on staff, and they're posting those needs. Those needs are showing up in your guys' dashboard like we were just showing before. So these tiny little agencies that have no access to a huge group of people now have the ability to have this mass group help them out. It's really kind of amazing. Next slide. This is kind of the last one, but again, we're from kind of the same area you guys are. I'm not doing Excel spreadsheets or Microsoft Project or anything like this. It's a really easy way. In fact, we have a phrase, it's 10% double-clicking and 90% real life. Like, get out there and actually do something. This isn't a social network. It's a way for you to find some things inside your community and surrounding areas that you can help out with and ultimately make sure it's really fun and simple.
We all have you know, something we can do, whether it's giving a ride to somebody across town or helping to cook a meal for a family that's mm-hmm. going through a tough time. It's all these little things that, when they add up, create really amazing experiences and connections and stories in our lives. And that's what we mm-hmm. have tried to
create with the common.
Yeah, and actually, interesting point on that. I always like to leave this one up. If you guys can get a chance to check it out, instead of us kind of telling how active the site's been, I mean, we've been launched for 2 years, the Twitter feed actually posts every time a need is met or something's given or someone joins something or a new community launches, and it's super active. It's a really cool way to show just everything that we're up to. And yeah, but the cards you guys have are in front of you, and I believe you can leave them right back where they were or drop them off in buckets at the corners. But yeah, that's the common.org, and we really appreciate you guys having us here for this too.
So there's cards in the racks where the Bibles are. If you're interested in pre-registering, you can just put your name and email address on here, and we will get you registered. You'll get an email from the common.org to tell you where to go from there. Otherwise, there's a slide that has the pre-registration. Oh, it's kind of small.
That one might be a little hard to remember. You can just go to the common.org and then hit find community and just type in hope.
And you can register on there, and you guys will have no problem following what to do, how to do it, and you'll see that there's going to be some really cool things up there that you can do to help have your abilities meet the needs of the community. Let's pray before we go, okay? Lord, we thank you that you have given us all gifts, and we acknowledge that those gifts have been given from you, and they have been given to us to be used for your kingdom to advance. We pray, Lord, that you would find us faithful to be doing that in the little things and in the big. Lord, teach us today how to keep our eyes open to look for the needs of those around us, and then to be obedient to do what we can to help. In Jesus' name, amen.